You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. You'll learn more about the Crayons to Computers program in our community later on Cincinnati Edition, but right now it's time to talk about one of Cincinnati's biggest health concerns, premature birth and a high infant mortality rate. A new multi-million dollar initiative seeks to transform how pregnant women and infants receive health care in our community. It's called Start Strong, and here to discuss the initiative and this health problem are the president of Every Child Succeeds, Dr. Judy Van Ginkel, Beth Teeter, a Start Strong home visitor, and Ozzie Davis III, executive director of the Avondale Comprehensive Development Corporation. Welcome all to Cincinnati Edition. Good to have you here today.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
You can be part of this conversation. If you have a comment or question, give us a call at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or make a post on Facebook, send us a tweet. Now, I'll begin with you, Judy. The infant mortality rate in Hamilton County, 60% higher than the national average. How and when did this crisis begin?
This crisis has been going on for quite a long time. What we don't know is how to address it. And one of the things we do know is that if we can reduce the premature birth rate, it can bring the infant mortality rate down. And that's what this initiative is designed to do. Part of the response is clinical in terms of what goes on prenatally and in the prenatal clinics. A very important part of it also, though, is what goes on in the community, in the social, emotional development, the community involvement, and what all of us can do to improve the situation.
Well, we say 60% above the national average. Do you have any numbers just to give people an idea of the numbers affected here?
What the infant mortality rate is?
Yes.
In the city of Cincinnati, in some neighborhoods, it's as high as 17 per 1,000 live births. In Hamilton County, it's about 10.5 per 1,000 live births. Within Every Child Succeeds, we've been able to be very successful, and our infant mortality rate is 4.7 deaths per 1,000 live births.
Wow, good work being done there then. Well, explain what Every Child Succeeds is, because they're just one of the partners in Start Strong.
That's correct. There are several partners to the Start Strong initiative. Every Child Succeeds is one. The University of Cincinnati, Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center is a second. The third one is the TriHealth Bethesda Communities and the Good Samaritan Hospital. And then, of course, the communities themselves. We're beginning in Avondale, and then we will move to Price Hill. The idea is to figure out what we can do to make the situation, the systems, the response better there, and then translate what we know to other communities.
Well, before we delve too deep into that, I wanted to turn to you, Ozzie, to ask about Avondale, and knowing that part of the reason Start Strong came to the community is the fact that it has some success rates that are very promising, and but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Oh, absolutely. We're excited to be working with Every Child Succeeds and Start Strong and the initiative here in Avondale. It's really important for us that we see the message first about starting strong, because we want that across the board, but particularly in how we raise our children in the womb. So it's important that we get that information out. And this has been, there's been specific information where a lot of times you say, well, infant mortality, what does that mean?
Right.
Well, we really want to concentrate on premature birth. So that if you have a good carrying session, and that's how we kind of talk to people on the street, while you're carrying your baby that time, if you could do the best you can do for the baby, then prolonged life. And people are starting to accept that message.
And that is, I know from previous interviews that I've done, Judy, is something that is very important to this, the premature birth aspect of things, because that is one of the leading causes of infant mortality.
That's absolutely correct. And it's one that can be addressed if we can get the mothers enrolled in Every Child Succeeds or going to prenatal clinics or prenatal care early, the pregnancy is healthier. People can address nutrition and safety and health issues, all of the things that go into a healthy pregnancy. One of the things we feel at Every Child Succeeds is that first every mother needs to succeed. And that's what this is designed to do. And we can't do it by ourselves. It takes the community. It takes people like Beth who actually interact with the mothers on a regular basis. One of the biggest challenges is to find, we'd like to find all of the at-risk mothers in Avondale and get them enrolled. And we're doing a number of things, going from one block to the other out in the street, having moms groups, having pantries.
Well, I know from previous interviews that I've done also that this is a, kind of something that snuck up on our community, the rising rate of premature birth, the rising rates of infant mortality. And but it's hard to pin down an exact cause. There are so many factors that are affecting what's happening to a young mother and her child.
That's correct. But we know if we can get some of these things right, there's an organization called Cradle Cincinnati that's working on reduction in smoking, safe sleeping, spacing between births. Those all make a difference. But probably the biggest factor is having the baby at full term and having a baby at a healthy birth weight.
We're talking about the program Start Strong, trying to transform how pregnant women and infants receive health care in our community. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. Speaking with Dr. Judy Van Ginkle, president of Every Child Succeeds. O.C. Davis III, the executive director of the Avondale Comprehensive Development Corporation, and also here in the studio, Beth Teeter at Start Strong Home Visitor. And we'll get to you in a minute, Beth, okay, to ask about your work as it goes along. But I wanted to go back to you, Judy. What is the population most at risk for premature birth? You mentioned with Cradle Cincinnati talking about reducing smoking. That is part of, that's only a small part of it.
For the most part, the women are young. We define that as under 18. Often they're poor. Often they're single. They typically have other challenges like social isolation and substance abuse. And they're living in a community that is challenged by trauma. That certainly the work of Ozzie and his group is addressing, but you cannot minimize the effect of stress and violence on what happens both to the mother and to the child.
I seem to recall in the previous interview I did that it said one of the leading causes of premature birth is the age of the mother, and mm-hmm. that so many young people, young women getting pregnant is what's leading to this infant mortality rise.
That's part of it. It's, you know, I don't think any of us can say that there is any one cause of infant mortality. We look at that as a number that we all seem to understand, and we say, in a sense, that's the litmus test for how a community feels about the health of the mother and the baby. But it's a whole panoply of things, with infant mortality being one number. The preterm birth rate is important. The social emotional development of the baby, the condition of the mother. I mean, we'd like these young women to go back to school and back to work, to live in a safe place, to understand that nutrition matters and how you can have a healthy life for yourself and your child. So we talk about infant mortality, but for me, that's emblematic of a lot of things around the mother-child interaction.
You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Talking about infant mortality and Start Strong, looking to fight the high infant mortality rate in Hamilton County. Email question here. Can you give us an idea of the reduced risk for every month a premature baby is born? I think they mean for, you know, how early a baby is born. And if there's one biggest factor in premature birth beyond age of the mother.
That's a good question, and I don't have those numbers here. What we know, though, Mark, is that every week makes a difference. It used to be that people thought, well, if you had the baby a little early, that's fine. With a place like Cincinnati Children's and our perinatal institute, the clinical care of these young babies is outstanding. I don't think you could go a place in the world, probably, where they get better care. The challenges happen when the child leaves the hospital. And then you say, what happens then? What kind of an environment do they go into? Do they have a safe place to sleep? Do they have adequate food? And that's where an initiative like Start Strong and Every Child Succeeds comes in, because our job is to be that that connection where the clinical care leaves off, the social, emotional, environmental aspects begin.
And I guess that gives me a reason to turn to you, Beth, and ask about your role as a Start Strong home visitor, because I guess you're right there on the front line taking care of all this. Talk about the visits that you make and what you do.
I'm exactly that. I'm a home visitor, so I go to the homes of the families we're working with. It saves them the stress of having another appointment or having to go somewhere else. We come right to them. We meet them where they are, and we meet them with the needs that they are coming to us with. Our families often deal with high stress and high needs, and stress and social situations they're in can sometimes lead to prematurity. So we're there to help them, to link them to resources in the community for things they're needing. We have a curriculum we follow where they are hopefully to make sure they're getting early and consistent prenatal care. We want to get them as early as we can and see them as often as we can, hopefully weekly, is when I'm seeing families.
Well, and frequently with first-time mothers or especially young mothers, they're thinking about all about the labor and not realizing that once you get pregnant, the work has already begun.
Exactly, right. So we want to, of course, focus on prenatal, having healthy full-term pregnancy and healthy baby there at the end. But like I said, we're there to support them. We're there to link them to things in the community and just to be a positive support for them.
Well, I wanted to ask, you mentioned Cradle Cincinnati, and there are a number of other organizations who are focusing on this, whether it's teenage pregnancy or premature birth or the like. What sets Start Strong apart from these other efforts that are happening?
Because we have people like Beth and others who are actually out in the community working with the families. That's one of the initiatives that Start Strong has brought to the table. And then we work with groups like Ozzy's group, ACDC, and others, trying to bring everyone in the community together to affect a community solution. You want something that's sustainable. You want the community to buy into this so that the minister from the pulpit and the woman in the beauty shop and the friend next door says, look, you are pregnant. You owe it to your baby and to yourself to take care of yourself. So it's maybe changing a culture in a community. The other part of what Start Strong is doing is we're working on changing the systems. And I think we all believe that we should be changing systems so that they are friendly, warm, receptive for those who come to them, rather than trying to change people. We maintain that people are okay, but we need to have systems that help them.
Dr. Judy Van Ginkle, the president of Every Child Succeeds, Beth Teeter, a Start Strong home visitor, and Ozzie Davis III, the executive director of the Avondale Comprehensive Development Corporation, ACDC, as Judy mentioned, speaking about the Start Strong initiative. And I wanted to ask Ozzie how it came to Avondale. I mean, did you hear about Start Strong? Did you approach them? Did they approach you? And I know there's been some great stuff happening in revitalizing the Avondale community, and it seems that this would be right in line in what Judy was saying in building community.
Yeah. Back in 2007, Place Matters, which is a funders collaborative led by United Way and Greater Cincinnati Foundation and several others, really get our partnership with Every Child Succeeds stronger. I mean, Every Child Succeeds has been in Avondale since its beginning, but we really started to focus on a place. And Avondale having the highest infant mortality rate in the county was another strong reason for Every Child Succeeds to come. And now with Start Strong, being able to focus on mothers that are having their second child, it even strengthens that opportunity. It's like this, it's perfect. Avondale is a place where need and opportunity for success are in balance. So if you're really hopeful for Renaissance, it's a really good place to work. When Judy talks about changing the people and changing the systems, that's what ACDC is there. We want to change both, the people and the systems.
Yes.
So we're like an intermediary. And we don't think the people are doing enough, and we don't think the systems are doing enough, and we think that we all have to come together and do more so to get more. Do more to get more. It's kind of simple.
Mm-hmm.
And in this opportunity, when you have home visitors that actually go into the house, which we would love our teachers to do, but another story for another day.
That's an entirely different ballpark
right
there.
But when you have willing systems people willing to go in the house, it shakes everything up. And then you start to get the trust of people. And it starts with those mothers sharing the word. And we get enough people asking us about the program, maybe not even pregnant, but because they've heard a mother say something about how the program is helpful. And that's how it worked with us with Every Child Succeeds. And it's been working like that with Start Strong. I mean, we're trying everything we can to find every at-risk mother in the neighborhood. And if they live in Mount Auburn, I mean, we're going to push them in some kind of way. We're trying to help people. So it's not a bad thing by any regard.
So Beth, as you go into these homes with these young mothers, do you find them hungry for the help, for some of the knowledge, the teaching?
Absolutely. And our program is I'm so lucky to do the job that I do. It's a voluntary program, so the moms that enroll do it because they want to. They want the help. They want the information. They want the support of a home visitor like me. So they're willing, they're able, and we form a relationship, and it works. I know it works.
And they spread the word there from there.
They do spread the word. They share with neighbors or friends or family, so yes.
That's Beth Teeter, a Start Strong home visitor. We're talking about the Start Strong initiative here on 91.7 and Cincinnati Edition. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. Jessica from Mount Lookout is on the line. You have a question, Jessica?
Yeah, I have a question about how the infant mortality statistics are collected. I'm wondering specifically whether only infants who are residents of Hamilton County are included in our statistics, or if it also includes residents of other counties who may just come to Hamilton County for treatment at Cincinnati Children's or one of our other hospitals.
Good question. Do you know, Judy?
No, but I think that it's just the residents that are included. If someone is born in a Hamilton County hospital, perhaps lives in Claremont County, they would not be counted as a Hamilton County.
So it is place of residence, more than likely.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you for your question, Jessica. Another question for Ozzie. Does your organization, ACDC, hold events to reach out to these Avondale residents, and do you need neighborhood volunteers to help?
Absolutely. That must have been from my community organizer. She told me to make sure I talked about our community conversations before I left.
Okay. So you are involved in such activities.
Absolutely. We're reaching out to organizations in the neighborhood to promote Start Strong in every way we can. And we do quarterly community conversations that have been, the first one was last month, and it was very successful. And we'll be coming back on September the 13th for our second community conversation, 12 to 2. And we're really excited about that. And we definitely need community volunteers. People that want to volunteer, please call 861-2232. ACDC, and we'll make sure that we get you in the right place at the right time.
And we have that information on our website, wvxu.org, talking about Start Strong on Cincinnati Edition here on 91.7. We're running shy on time. And a question, an email question for Beth. What's the biggest challenge you see in reaching these young moms once you're in the house? I mean, have you had issues? You said it's voluntary, so a lot of times they're seeking you out. But did you, what kind of challenges have you faced?
To find moms for the program? Is that what she's asking?
Well, I think once you meet the moms, do you see that there are challenges that you sometimes, a frequent challenge,
there,
I guess?
There are a lot. There a lot of our families don't have a stable income. So sometimes they're at work, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're enrolled in school, sometimes they're not. So they have, like I said, a lot of crisis. So from day to day, things change quickly for them. So you just keep track with them and let them know, we're here for them. And hopefully see them weekly.
Transportation.
One of the things that's also hard to manage is the fact that it's hard for our families to live in the future at all because they have to deal with stresses today. So it's very hard to plan even a few months ahead for a baby's delivery.
Well, I'm sorry to say we're out of time, but thank you all for being here today. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
O.C. Davis III, Executive Director of ACDC, Beth Teeter, a Start Strong home visitor, and Dr. Judy Van Ginkle, President of Every Child Succeeds. You can learn more about the Start Strong initiative through our website, wvxu.org, and more links there, too, so you can help O.C. and his community director out, too. From crayons to computers, next on Cincinnati Edition.